From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Juanita Parker reading Dark Guardian by Christine Feehan. Now, let's begin with Dark Guardian, Prologue. Lucian, Wallachia, 1400. The village was far too small to stand against the army advancing so quickly toward them. Nothing had slowed the Ottoman Turks. Everything in their path had been destroyed, everyone murdered, cruelly murdered. Bodies were impaled on crude stakes and left for the scavengers to finish off. Blood ran in rivers. No one was spared, not even the youngest child or the oldest elder. The invaders burned and tortured and mutilated, leaving behind only rats and fire and death. The village was eerily silent. Not even a child dared to cry. The people could only look at one another in despair and hopelessness. There would be no help, no way to stop the massacre. They would fall, as had all the villages before them, in the wake of that terrible enemy. They were too few, and had only their peasant weapons to fight off the advancing hordes. They were helpless. And then the two warriors came striding out of the fog-filled night. They moved as one unit, in perfect accord, in perfect step. They moved with a peculiar animal grace, fluid and supple and totally silent. They were both tall and broad-shouldered, with long flowing hair and eyes of death. Some said they could see the red flames of hell burning in the depths of those icy black eyes. Grown men